Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, August 3rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple has officially reported its Q3 2020 earnings, offering a glimpse at how the company was affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Apple announced revenue of $59.7 billion and profit of $11.25 billion. This compares to $53.8 billion in revenue and $10.04 billion in profit reported in the same quarter last year. So revenue was up by nearly $6 billion year over year, and profit was up by over $1 billion. As has become customary, Apple does not report unit sales for any of its hardware products. Instead, it reports a breakdown of revenue by product category. The iPhone accounted for $26 billion in revenue, up 1.66% year over year. The services business, which includes things like Apple Music and Apple TV Plus, accounted for over $13 billion in revenue, up 15% year over year. The Mac accounted for over $7 billion in revenue, up 21% year over year, and the iPad accounted for $6.5 billion, up 31% compared to last year. And finally, the wearables, home, and accessories category, which includes the Apple Watch, accounted for $6.4 billion, up 16% year over year. During Apple's earnings call with investors, Tim Cook and CFO Luca Maestri attributed the growth of the Mac and iPad to people building out their work-from-home setups due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Both the Mac and the iPad continue to see adoption in education, especially now that more students are learning remotely. Apple had not provided any guidance going into Q3 because of the economic uncertainty caused by the pandemic, and it likewise will not offer any guidance for Q4 2020. But for investors, Apple has also announced a 4-to-1 stock split for Apple stock. Apple stock is currently trading at over $425, so after the split, the stock will trade in the $100 range. Existing shareholders will see each share become 4 shares. This is what Apple means by the stock becoming more accessible, even though modern trading apps have made it possible to own fractional shares for some time now. The stock split will occur on August 31st, and you can find our full coverage of this news and more at the link in the show notes below. In other news, Apple has removed over 30,000 applications from the App Store in China, according to a new report from Bloomberg. The research says that around 90% of the apps removed fell into the gaming category. Apple had warned developers in China of this impending purge on July 8th, citing regulatory requirements for payments. Apple has actually been gradually removing thousands of applications from the App Store in China for this reason. At the beginning of last month, Apple removed more than 3,000 games from the China App Store over the course of July 1st and July 2nd. Essentially, Apple is working to comply with strict gaming regulations in China, which require that developers gain approval from China regulators. Developers who wish to sell paid games in the App Store must seek a license from the government, a process that can sometimes take months for approval. Even with the recent removals from the China App Store, more than 179,000 games are available in the country for iPhone and iPad owners. Around 160,000 of those games are available for free, and therefore are not affected by the same regulatory requirements as paid titles. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. People love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. You can get your work done in half the time using all of the Mac technologies you've grown to love, drag and drop, integration with other apps, and much more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans and not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail, but 9to5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% on all full-featured Direct Mail plans. Head over to directmailmac.com/9TO5 to see how Direct Mail can help your business grow. During Apple's Q3 2020 earnings call, Apple CFO Luca Maestri confirmed that the release of this year's iPhone 12 will be slightly later than usual. This is a rare confirmation and acknowledgement of delays on Apple's part. While covering what to expect from Apple during the company's fiscal fourth quarter, Maestri explained that Apple began selling new iPhones in September of 2019. This year, Maestri said that Apple currently expects the new iPhones to come several weeks later. He said, quote, "As you know, last year we started selling iPhones in late September. This year we expect supply to be available a few weeks later," end quote. The iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro were released on September 20th last year, so a three-week delay this year would mean that the iPhone 12 lineup could be released in mid-October at the earliest. Apple's confirmation that the iPhone 12 will come later than the usual September release is an unprecedented announcement by the company. In the past, Apple has refused to even acknowledge that a new iPhone is coming, let alone to confirm any sort of details about the release date or delays. But prior to Apple's announcement, there had been quite a bit of evidence that Apple would be forced to slightly delay the iPhone 12. For example, as we talked about last week, Qualcomm said that a key flagship 5G smartphone would be delayed past September, though it did not offer any specific names. It's not at all uncommon for Apple to push the release of new iPhones into October or even November. In fact, 2019 marked the first time in 3 years that Apple launched its entire flagship iPhone lineup at the same time. In 2017, the iPhone X was announced in September, but not released until November. In 2018, the iPhone XR was announced in September and released in October. This year, Apple is expected to release 4 different iPhone 12 models, so it's possible that it sets some sort of staggered release schedule. In fact, a new supply chain report today suggests that Apple might launch its 5G iPhones in 2 stages. The first stage would include 2 6.1-inch models, and the second stage would include the 6.7-inch and 5.4-inch. If this is correct, this would mean that we'd get 1 base model iPhone 12 and 1 iPhone 12 Pro at first, with the smaller base model and larger iPhone 12 Pro model going on sale a bit later. So while Apple has acknowledged an iPhone 12 delay, there are still many questions that remain. One key detail is that we don't know whether Apple will still hold an iPhone keynote in September as usual, or whether this too could be delayed. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.